Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, we're delighted to have the actor, writer and advocate Emmett Kerwin with us. He's very involved in Focus Ireland's new campaign, No Child Without a Home. He's a campaign ambassador and he's also appearing at present in the Gay Theatre's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which we'll get to in a moment. Emmett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks
on the programme. Tell us a little bit about why you have decided to get involved with Focus Ireland in this campaign.
They asked me, and I said yes straight away. I used to live around the corner from the Focus Ireland kitchen. I lived about four doors down in Temple Bar for about 8 years. So between kind of 2013, I think, when we moved in, and 2020 when we moved out, I worked next door to the Focus kitchen as well. I had a writing desk in the Irish Theatre Institute and I would see the queues outside Focus. And then as the years kind of went from 2014 to 2020, I would see the queues expand and the number of people availing of the Focus Kitchen service. So I've always been really aware of what Focus Kitchen does. And they're interrupters in people's kind of free fall, I think, sometimes when they find themselves, through no fault of their own, becoming homeless. And the stories I've heard in the kitchen, like over the years, you know, they might come across a young user who maybe is completely experiencing abject poverty and homelessness. And within the space of a number of years, by interfacing with Focus, just becoming enforced off for a cup of tea and a sandwich, 7 years later, you have young men and women and families exiting homelessness and going through education and being housed. So they really do, you know, the work of angels, essentially, not to be sentimental like in that sense, but they really are a frontline service that the city needs and that the country needs.
And Emmett, when you see those queues, how often do you see children as part of those queues?
Very, very frequently. And I didn't notice them. And obviously, this is all anecdotal. You know, it's myself just walking past somewhere every day on the way to work. But full families, and often families with suitcases outside. So that tells a story. It's a striking image when you walk past somewhere like that. So I've always seen families engaging with the service. And the Focus Kitchen, that's just the one thing. The kitchen is one part of many of the different services that they have and the advocacy that they do.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in a number of the Focus locations with the programme over the years and we've interviewed people. And it is always terrific when you hear the stories of people who have come through because of the support of Focus. But at the same time, it's horrifying that they should have been in that situation in the first place. And particularly you meet small children who are going from school to Focus Ireland setting and who might be going to a different location to stay in that night to the one that they've been there the previous night.
Yeah. The deleterious effects on any child, and any child psychologist will talk about this, what they call relative deprivation. You know, how children experience trauma, it's the same in every jurisdiction, you know, and people could say it could be worse, you could be somewhere else. Child can't differentiate between the trauma they're experiencing as a child and the downstream effects of that for them. You know, they're living in homelessness and they might go into school, they're keeping it to themselves maybe that the whole family is living inside a hotel room. And all of the issues that they experience are things that we as a society will have to pick up the pieces of later down the line. So if we don't interrupt that and stop children from coming into homelessness, and that's one of the hallmarks of the campaign, is that every child should have a home.
Yeah, because the official numbers, and the situation might actually be worse than the official numbers actually state.
October,
yeah, so the official numbers are 16,766 people in emergency accommodation at the end of October. Of those, 5,274 were children.
Yes, yeah. And every child going into homelessness is a policy failure. And easily, I would argue, and politicians wouldn't, but I would argue that these things didn't have to happen.
Only yesterday on the programme, we were discussing the falling birth rate. And we were looking at the various economic and cultural and social reasons behind that. But one of the things that came across is that for many people, they simply feel they can't afford to have children.
No.
Now, I know people would have grown up in poverty in the past and the rest of it, but there are many people who now just aren't in a position, not just because they can't afford a mortgage, they can't even afford the rent.
Yes.
Let alone then be in a position whereby they feel that they can provide as required for their children.
Oh, I was at a way to start the sentence. I was at a literary festival in Fingal, and I met a fellow writer who I was in college with, and we were discussing where we were both living. They had come from up in Dundalk, and I'd come from Wicklow. You know, and we both were from Dublin. And I said, "You had a house," and we were talking about the fact that all of our generation, and we would have been the generation that came of age during the crash, and generations after us, but all of us have experienced that living a life delayed. And because we're told always to do the right thing, that it's kind of economically irresponsible to bring a child into the world if you don't have a safe foundation under you. And generations previously in public housing or social housing had that. They knew that there wasn't an axe over their head that would basically make them homeless. But if you were a renter in this state, it doesn't matter how much money you're earning. It doesn't matter what your profession is. You can become homeless. And then some people have the ability to emigrate if they can't find somewhere to live. So and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this for Focus. I know that myself and my wife absolutely had children later than we probably should.
What age are you now?
I'm 45 and have a 6-month-old baby.
Congratulations.
And, you know, 6-month-old and a 3.5-year-old. But definitely life would have been easier waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning if I was 35 doing this.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely didn't do it. This was an economic decision that wasn't that obviously, you know, external factors lead into everybody's life choices, but I was unaware really until maybe this time in my life how much the economic crash has actually affected young people in this country.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And I know it's a very personal question, Tazer, but are you still a renter?
Yes. And I will always be a renter. As an artist, I will always be a renter. There is no possibility of me ever owning a house.
And how does that make you feel?
That's not fatalism. That's like that. That is just an economic reality. And this is the problem with government. Government wants everybody to become homeowners, but they need to get with the program that if they want people to become homeowners, but the likelihood is that most people, not most, but a lot of people will never become homeowners. So we need to design a policy of public housing for all incomes, not just social housing for people below €35,000 a year, all incomes. Somebody at 35 would snap the hand off you for a house given to them in a public housing setting for €1,000 a month. And the downstream effects of this is, for example, you know, trying to get like speech and language classes in the area I'm in. The place that needs to offer that for us can't get the staff because nobody in that area at the age of 25 as a recent graduate can live in that area for the rents that exist. So if they want to hotwire the homeless situation, if they want to fix this, they're going to have to get really with the idea of what has happened in countries like Vienna and other European cities where they offer public housing to all incomes.
Are you living by Wicklow by choice? Because it's not hardly convenient getting in and out to the Gay Theatre every day, is it?
Hand on heart saying I'm not living in Wicklow by choice, but I do like it.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Okay, at least your neighbours won't be upset with you for saying that.
I have to say, it is a lovely place to live and it's a lovely place to bring up kids. I was living in town and I moved out during COVID and I've lived in Dublin all my life. Look, that's life. That brings you to different places.
Sure.
But absolutely. We wouldn't have, I'd rather not have to go for an hour home every night from the theatre, you know?
Well, actually, just let's maybe finish on more of an up note. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, you're playing Bob Cratchit.
Yes.
It's not panto, definitely.
Definitely not.
But how important do you think is it to retain the tradition of Christmas plays? I wonder how many of our listeners actually know what the story of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is.
Yeah. It's one of those ones, I think, that there's different iterations of it. So people have seen it at Christmas, and a lot of young people have found a lot of people quoting the Muppets Christmas Carol to me. I was like, so when people say, "Who are you playing?" I say, "Kermit the Frog" in the Muppets version, which people get quite animated and excited about. So it's, you know, it is, it's a beautifully written novella. It's not necessarily a morality tale, but it certainly speaks to the issues that were affecting Victorian London at that particular time, about the haves and the have-nots, and a person who should be helping people that have not, you know. So it's quite topical.
And how enjoyable is it?
So I always say about any show, if you're coming to see A Good Night in the Theatre, you owe people a good time. So this one has been directed by Claire O'Reilly, who is a long-time collaborator of myself. And it has songs, it has dancing, it has jokes, and it has a good time out at the theatre. And it's actually suitable for children up to 8. It's a little bit spooky, though, and a little bit scary, so maybe not for...
And when's it running until?
It's running until the 19th of January in the Gate Theatre.
Okay, you're a busy man, so...
Yeah.
And so the other thing, earlier start time, is that because of the children, or is this the way just life is changing now, that things aren't starting at 8 o'clock or even 7:30 anymore?
So the 8 o'clock thing was always troublesome, I think, for theatre, because... people couldn't get an early seat. This is very boring now, but like restaurant bookings, I think. So then I think the Abbey kind of went to 7:30, and then some theatres went to 7. But 6:30 is actually good because you can get in and get out, and you can still get, so you can get an early lunch or a late dinner.
Or you can get the bus or train back to Wicklow.
You get the last bus home for the hour long journey ahead of you.
Emmett Kerwin, great having you with us. Thank you. Emmett is ambassador for Focus Ireland's Christmas campaign, No Child Without a Home.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.